Today we're building a concrete eco-style Rava Cut in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that smoky warehouse vibe. Gritty, eco-smeared, dark, but still tight enough to work in a real drum and bass arrangement. The big idea here is simple. We are not just making a cool vocal chop, we're designing a usable musical motif, something that can act like a hook, a response line, or a tension tool in the track. In DNB, that matters a lot, because the strongest records don't just rely on drums and bass. They build identity through recurring little sonic moments that the listener remembers. So what are we making? A raga vocal cut that feels worn in, rhythmic, dub-influenced, and a bit industrial. Think short chops, concrete reflections, filtered echo, and enough space to sit over a rolling drum pattern without stomping on the kick and sub. Let's start at the source. Pick a vocal sample with attitude. A raga phrase works best, but an NC shout, a chant, or even a sharp syllable can do the job. The important thing is that it has strong consonants, because consonants cut through drums better than long smooth vowels. Sounds like yeah, hey, run, now, bass, or any clipped spoken phrase are gold here. Drop the sample onto an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a full phrase, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive and chopped up, beats can work really well. If the source feels too bright or sweet, transpose it down a little. Maybe -2 to -5 semitones. And if you're in Complex Pro, a slight formant drop can make it sound darker and chestier. Now we want to make it playable, not just linear. You can slice the sample to a new MIDI track using transients, which is great if the source has clear peaks. That gets you a simpler instrument with all the slices mapped out. Or, if you want more manual control, you can cut it up yourself. For this lesson, slicing to MIDI is a really strong workflow. Once the chops are in simpler, start tightening the performance. Keep the slices short, usually around 1/16th to 1/8th note in feel. You want a pattern with maybe 3 to 5 chops per bar, with one anchor chop that repeats, one answer chop, and at least one gap. That gap is important. In dark DNB, silence is part of the groove. If every beat is full, the loop loses weight. Inside simpler, use classic mode, and turn one shot on so the chops behave like stabs. Set the start point carefully so the attack lands cleanly. Keep the attack fast, basically 0 to a few milliseconds, and let the release be short, maybe around 50 to 180 milliseconds depending on how much tail you want. After that, add a little saturation. Saturator is perfect for this. You're not trying to destroy the sound, just rough it up a bit and help it feel aged. A few dB of drive is enough, and soft clip can help it sit more confidently. Then use EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it doesn't fight the sub. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's biting too hard, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area by a couple of dB. At this stage, the chop should already feel compact and useful. Now comes the signature concrete echo part. Set up echo on a return track if possible, because that gives you more control. You want this delay to feel like it's bouncing off hard concrete walls, not floating around like a shiny pop effect. Try a ping pong or stereo mode, with a rhythmic time like 1/8 or 3/16. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 25 to 45%. High pass the repeats so the delay doesn't cloud the low mids, and low pass them so they stay gritty and dark rather than bright and hi-fi. A really good trick here is to automate the feedback only on certain phrases. That way, the delay becomes a throw, not a constant wash. You get one dramatic echo tail at the end of a line, then it pulls back and leaves space for the next bar. That's very dub, and it works brilliantly in DNB because it keeps the rhythm tight while still adding atmosphere. If you want even more warehouse character, put an auto filter before the delay. Darken the source a bit before it hits echo, and the repeats will feel older and more buried in the space. That's how you get the concrete vibe. Now let's add movement. If the vocal still feels too static, try auto pan for a subtle rhythmic gate feel, or use gate if the sample is messy and needs tighter control. You can also automate send level or dry slash wet amount by hand, which is a great intermediate technique, because it makes the vocal feel performed, not just programmed. At this tempo, tiny changes matter a lot. A small send lift can suddenly feel like a huge musical event. Now print it. Resample the process chain onto a new audio track. Record a few bars, including your echo throws and any weird accidental tails that sound interesting. This is a huge part of the process, because once you've printed the sound, you can edit it like audio, not just like an effect. You can chop the tail, reverse a slice, pitch a bit of it down, or move a hit a few milliseconds earlier for extra push. If you want extra dirt, add Redux very lightly after resampling, just enough to roughen the texture. Don't crush it completely. The goal is still to hear the rag identity. Now arrange it like a real motif, not background FX. A good structure might be this. In the intro, use filtered fragments and delay tails only. In the build, bring in a repeating chop every couple of bars. In the drop, let the full rag cut appear as a call and response with the bass line. In a switch up, isolate a reverse tail or a big echo throw. Then in the second drop, change the chop order or pitch one of the hits slightly, so it feels like a variation, not a copy. That call and response idea is especially important in DNB. If your bass line leaves a hole at the end of a phrase, that's where the vocal should answer. It makes the whole thing feel composed. The listener hears the drums and bass set up the question, and the vocal comes back with a reply. A few mix checks are essential here. Keep the vocal high passed so it doesn't cloud the low end. Check it in mono to make sure the delay width isn't causing problems. If the return feels too wide, narrow it a bit with utility. And if the vocal starts fighting the snare or kick, shorten the release or reduce the echo tail. The best dark DNB textures feel heavy, but they're still clean. A few common mistakes to avoid: too much delay feedback, too many chops with no space, no filtering or leaving the vocal too clean. If it sounds like a polished pop vocal, it probably needs more grit. If it sounds like a blurred effect layer, it probably needs tighter rhythm and better arrangement. Here's the mindset I want you to keep while doing this. Think in bar groups, not just individual chops. Let the consonants carry the groove. Tune the vocal roughly against the bass key if needed. And print early, when you hear a good accidental moment, because that one-off echo tail might become the signature detail of the whole section. If you want to push this further, try reverse to forward phrasing, layered pitch offsets, alternate delay timings between sections, or a ghost layer tucked quietly behind the main chop. You can also make it feel more physical with a short room or concrete style reverb, or even a tiny bit of parallel distortion underneath. So the full workflow is this: choose a vocal with attitude, chop it into a playable rhythm, shape it with saturation and EQ, build the concrete echo with filtered delay throws, resample the result, and arrange it like a hook that answers the drums and bass. If you do that right, you'll end up with something that feels like it belongs in a smoky warehouse at 174 BPM, dark, memorable, and properly ready for a jungle-leaning or roller-style DNB track. Now take one raw vocal sample, build a two-bar pattern, and make it speak like part of the rhythm section.